Well, I have somebody special here across from me in front of our yellow microphone. What's your name?
Samara.
How old are you?
9.
Where do you go to school?
I'm homeschooled.
Well, that's very nice. What neighborhood do you live in?
In Riverview Park.
It's over in on the north side?
Yes.
What's very nice. What do you like to do for fun? If you were outside on a nice sunny day, what do you think you would do?
Bike.
I like to bike too. And what do you like to do if you're inside on a rainy day and you can't go out?
Draw or play the piano.
How nice. Well, you've got somebody else musical in your family, and I was hoping that you could introduce him for us. Can you do it? Go ahead. You can put him on the radio. Is this your dad, right?
Yes.
And all you need to do is say, and here he is, and then his first and last name. Ready?
And here he is, Mark Williams.
Thanks, Vita. This is a song we play first thing in the morning in my house. When you wake up, make your bed, brush your teeth and hair, wash your face and underarms, and change your underwear. When you wake up, make your bed, brush your teeth and hair. That's a simple way to say just how much you care. Well, you're worth taking care of. Please believe it's true. You're worth taking care of, so I'm taking care of you. You're worth taking care of. Each and every day, you're worth taking care of. That's the reason you will hear me say. When you wake up, make your bed, brush your teeth and hair, wash your face and underarms, and change your underwear. Or when you wake up, make your bed, brush your teeth and hair. That's a simple way to say just how much you care.
What a nice song. That's Mark Williams here at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's Maya's dad. Samara. I'm sorry, Samara. Samara, right. How do you spell your name?
S-A-M-A-R-A.
That's the way I'll remember it. S-A-M-A-R-A. Lots of A's, like banana and alfalfa and a few others. A few others. Wait, that's another game. Llama is another one. It's nice to have you with us. Do you have any brothers and sisters, Samara?
A brother.
What's his name?
Ezra.
Just one A.
Say hi to him. He's probably listening.
Hi, Ezra.
Hi, Ezra.
How old is Ezra?
6.
6. Nice to see you, Ezra. Mark, tell me about that song. When did you write it?
I wrote that, I think, last year. My wife is the homeschooler in our house, and she reads so much about child development. And she's a childbirth educator as well. And she came into the room one day and she said, Mark, did you know how kids learn to take care of themselves? And I said, by watching us do it? And she said, no, they just need one caring adult to care for them. And they learn that they're worth taking care of. And I said, that's a message I think grown-ups need to learn too. And so I sing it to remind myself and to remind the kids each morning.
That was one of Fred Rogers' tenets is kids need, let's see if I can remember, mm-hmm. a caring adult, an opportunity to grow, and a trusted, safe space. Those
yeah.
three things.
I often say Fred Rogers is my spirit animal.
Mm.
So if I could choose one person as a role model, that
yeah,
would be it.
He's my superhero, to be sure. Mark is going to be playing tonight in a song space concert at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh, along with Amethyst Kia. She's from Johnson City, Tennessee, and she was going to be here today, but she is stuck, I think, in New York, right?
Yeah, I think she's on the way now, but
she was stuck yesterday, so she couldn't get here for this early show in the morning.
I'm just glad she's safe and sound. Yeah. There's been some pretty heavy weather along the East Coast. Let's take listen to a song from Mark, and then we'll talk a bit more about tonight's show.
Okay. Here's one that my daughter's requested. She helped me write it.
Wish I could dance just like a bird in the sky. Wish I could spread my little wings and fly. And I'd soar to the rainbow's other side. Wish I could dance just like a forest of trees and feel the wind blow all of my leaves. Like burdens they'd fall in the cool autumn breeze. Wish I could dance just like the pouring down rain. Wish I could fall from the sky to the earth and soak right in. And then roll to the river and start all over again. Wish I could dance just like a fish in the sea. Wish I could swim so far and gracefully. And that current would carry my worries away from me. Wish I could dance just like a little mayfly. Wish I could give it all I got today before I say goodbye. I got 24 hours to love you. I'm gonna love you, at least I'll try.
That's Mark Williams at the Saturday Light Brigade. Samara, how did you write that song together? What did you do to help?
Came up with some of the words.
That had to be a lot of fun to do. Was it hard to write a song?
A little bit, but mostly fun.
I'm glad that that was fun. What was it like for you, Mark, to write a song with your daughter?
Oh, it was so exciting. My daughter loves to dance. And so we were thinking of things we could write a song about, and dancing just seemed natural. So we started thinking of other things that remind us of dancing. And then the words just started coming.
How nice. Mark, have you recorded anything that folks can get a hold of?
Oh, goodness. A long time ago, as a wedding favor, we recorded some stuff at Thunderbird Studio with Alex Hurd. And some of those things can be found on SoundCloud. A lot of my friends are much better at technology than I am, and I've tried to put everything over there that we have available. So if you look for Mark A.D. Williams on Tumblr or at SoundCloud, you'll find that. There's a lot of Mark Williams, and there's a lot of Mark Williams musicians, so you have to put in the AD, or you'll be most likely linked to somebody in Australia who was big in the 80s.
Yeah, you'll go to a different, the wrong Mark Williams.
Yes.
AD are the middle initials?
AD, yep. Anthony, Andrew David.
I was going to say Anthony David. I was close.
You're very close.
Andrew David.
Yep, that's
Andrew
it.
David. So M-A-D, Mad W.
That
could be your punk rock band.
No, there was
Mad W.
There was a time when they just called me Mad Mark.
Mark will play tonight at Songspace at the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh. Doors open at 7, and the concert starts at 7:30. In terms of Amethyst, have you had a chance to play with her before?
I've never played with her. I've listened to her stuff, and it's fantastic. Very bluesy and soulful, and just, yeah, it's great. So yeah. I'm excited to play with her.
Yeah, I was listening to her music, too, and the two should be a nice juxtaposition tonight. Amethyst Kia from Johnson City, Tennessee, along with Mark. Are you playing out in many other places?
Not as much as I was a long time ago. I'm currently a fourth and fifth grade teacher over at ECS, so that takes up most of my time. And then I try to spend as much time with Samara and Ezra and Courtney as possible. So.
Well, I'm glad that you're able to be here today. We're going to have time for one more song.
Oh, man, okay.
It went quickly.
Yeah,
and,
it does.
This is our last time to talk, so I'm going to ask Samara if you want to introduce your dad again. You know, it's just like once again, here he is, or however you want to do it. We'll make sure he's ready. He's putting a harmonica on.
Yeah, so. Which one you want to do? Hallelujah.
Whatever one you
want to
do.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, so is that the Leonard Cohen one? Do you
think?
Probably not.
Definitely not.
No,
I'm not going to touch that.
So I'll let you
Don't
introduce
mess with perfection.
Him. And I'm going to give my thanks to both of you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And here he is, Mark Williams.
Thanks, sister.
War is not the answer nor the way to end a fight. Peace is not the end but the means to make it right. Violence and torture ain't never solved a thing. You wanna love your enemy? Well, teach them how to sing. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sticks will break your bones, but words hurt more than stones when thrown against your heart without regard. So when some unkind remark leaves you stumbling in the dark, sing a song, it ain't that hard. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Taken all your own and thrown you from your home and leave you wandering in the night. When you're grown too tired and weak to turn the other cheek, sing a song with all your might. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Mark Andrew David Williams. Look for him tonight at Songspace, First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh in Shadyside. Come on in. We're going to talk to some of Samara's friends. Do you know these other kids in here? We'll have you introduce them to us once we get them in front of some microphones. I'm going to just turn this over to Samara, because you've gotten pretty good at this. I'll let you host and introduce these guests to us. Who do we have here?
Jack Harding and Noah Harding.
And do you want to ask them any questions? But remember, you might know some things about them already, but the people listening to us don't. So you might want to ask them questions so people listening understand more about who they are. What do you think people listening would want to know?
Where they live.
Oh, let's ask. Jack, where do you live?
So we live in Highland Park on Jackson Street, but we currently have a landslide, so we are living on Rippey Street.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about the landslide. Were you home when that started to happen?
Yeah.
That must have been very scary, was it?
Yeah, sort of.
Or was it cool? It might have seemed cool, too.
Well, I mean, at the time when it was just like a small crack, me and Noah thought it was sort of cool, but then it, like, when our yard actually started sliding, then.
That's something to have that happen. Noah, were you there when it happened? The landslide?
Yeah.
And what did you think about it as you saw it? Just really something. That's how it shows you the power of Mother Nature, doesn't it? And everything it can do. So how old are you, Noah?
6.
And?
8.
And Jack is 8. Do you have any other brothers or sisters in your family?
We have one more sister named Phoebe, and she is 4.
And Jack's birthday is coming up.
Jack's birthday is coming up? Well, that's pretty cool. So how old's Phoebe? 4, did you say?
Yeah, 4.
And Jack, what day is your birthday?
March the 9th.
We'll have to sing happy birthday to you because we'll be celebrating birthdays of today and in the week ahead, and that would include your birthday. So that's pretty exciting. So what do you three like to do together? Do you play together much?
Not really. We used to go to the same church, and then we would play a lot.
Well, I'm really happy to see all of you here today. What do you like to do for fun, Jack?
I like doing origami, and I also like playing with Legos.
Can you explain what origami is to people that don't know?
So you have, like, this square sheet of paper, and you, like, fold it in different ways to make different things.
Very cool. Do you have something that you especially like making?
Not really.
I always liked the cranes that you can make.
Yeah, I can make those.
They're kind of neat. Do you have anything that you like to do for fun, Noah?
Play with my sister.
Oh, how nice. What do you do together?
Play Tsum Tsum.
And how do you play that?
They're just like basically like on the same street and they're like friends and stuff.
Well, that's nice.
It's like, so Disney made these little log creatures. They made like they turned Disney characters into little log creatures. And then Noah and Phoebe play with those. Those are like the Tsum Tsum characters.
Very cool. Well, it's nice to meet all three of you. And Samara, you're a good co-host. Thank you for helping me co-host today. And your dad's very talented. Anything else that any of you would like to say? Thank you for being here. That's what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. And we're going to sing Happy Birthday to a lot of folks, including Jack, coming up in just a minute.